Written by distinguished professors and professionally narrated by an experienced nurse for accuracy, this audio course reviews the 1001 most frequently tested questions on the NCLEX-RN exam with explanation of the correct answers. These questions span all areas of the NCLEX-RN based on the actual test proportions. The topics we'll be covering include management of care, infection control and safety, health promotion and maintenance, psychosocial integrity, basic care and comfort, pharmacological and parenteral therapies, reduction of risk potential, and physiological adaptation. Also included is an accompanying PDF containing all 1001 questions and answers so you can follow along with the audio. Listening to this audio course will fine-tune your skills, make you more confident on test day, and improve your chances of success on the NCLEX-RN. This course is going to make passing the exam more comfortable. We will cover all of the areas you will be tested on. We highlight key takeaways, which are critical points throughout the program. Some graduate nurses feel overwhelmed thinking about taking their boards. You don't have to. By the time you complete this course, you will be confident in your abilities to take and pass the exam with flying colors. This course is specially designed and balanced, so you can identify areas you need to concentrate your attention on. It contains the same proportions of topic questions as the NCLEX-RN exam. After completing this course, you will be well prepared and know what to expect when the day comes for you to take and pass your boards. Now let's get started. An MRI can be performed on which of the following clients? A. A veteran who has shrapnel in his body. B. A client who has a pacemaker. C. A woman who has metal hardware in her back. D. A trauma victim. The correct answer is D. None of the clients can have an MRI except for the trauma victim because the others have metal objects in their bodies. Measured in seconds, a normal PT range is A, 2 to 4, B, 5 to 10, C, 10 to 13.5, D, 12 to 18.5. The correct answer is C. The normal PT range is 10 to 13.5. The prothrombin time, PT, is used to evaluate clotting and bleeding. The client is receiving chemotherapy at a treatment center located far from his home. He tells the nurse that he can't attend his next treatment because he doesn't have money for transportation or anyone who can give him a ride. The nurse contacts the American Cancer Society to see if assistance is available. What is the nurse doing? A. Providing spiritual support. B. Advocating for the client. C. Overstepping her role. D. Following chain of command. The correct answer is B. The nurse is advocating for the client in an attempt to resolve a client concern. What is the drug of choice for the treatment of anaphylaxis? A. Amiodarone. B. Epinephrine. C. Diphenhydramine. D. Prednisone. The correct answer is B. Intravenous epinephrine provides the most rapid, effective treatment for anaphylaxis. It may be administered by other routes, particularly in community settings. Diphenhydramine and prednisone help to relieve symptoms of allergic reactions. Amiodarone is used to treat cardiovascular problems.